Hello, gorgeous souls.
And welcome to the Find Your Power podcast. I'm your host, Kirsten. And welcome to the place where I help you expand your soul, your mind, and of course, your bank account. Here we talk all things mindset, manifestation, spirituality, personal growth, and so much more. Today, I urge you to open up your mind, receive something new, learn something new, and grow just a little bit more. I thank you so much for trusting me to be a guide along your journey. And now, without further ado, let's begin.
Hello, powerful souls, and welcome to the podcast. If you're new here, go ahead and click that subscribe button so you never miss a new episode. And if you've been here before, thank you. I love you. I am so glad that you're getting some value from this podcast and that you have come back for more of the goods. So today I want to talk about one of my favorite topics, manifesting, and how to manifest the life of your dreams, how to manifest relationships, how to manifest success in your business, how to manifest abundance and love and anything that you desire in life, how to manifest that dream inside your head into your physical reality. So I'm basically going to run through what manifestation is and then basically the steps for manifesting the desires that you have. So, buckle up, we're going deep into the magic of manifesting. Okay, so what is manifestation? All right, essentially, it is bringing something from your mind, your imagination, the energetic realm of your head, and bringing it into your physical reality, manifesting it into the physical world. And you do this through attraction and belief. If you think it, it will come. In other words, manifesting is taking your desires and bringing them into your experience, your reality, via your thoughts, actions, beliefs, and emotions. All right, it is a superpower when you learn how to use it correctly and to propel your life forward. If you just take action in life with no intention and no manifesting, I'm not saying you won't get anywhere, because you will, but your process is going to be a lot longer and harder compared to if you were actively manifesting correctly, using your power and applying that action. You'll start to see that things come into your reality with more ease, more joy, and a lot faster than if you were just doing the action. So I'm going to teach you guys all about how to manifest and how to do it correctly so that you can bring your desires, your dreams into reality. I realize I've said dreams into reality a lot of times, so bear with me, because that's truly what manifestation is. But I apologize for saying it like 10 times. You guys get the point. Dreams into reality. It's possible. You do it through manifestation. There we go. So now I'm going to go into the steps of manifestation and how to actually do this to get your desires. So the first step to manifesting is getting clear on what you want. Get crystal clear on your desire, on your goal, what you are trying to actually manifest. All right. For example, if you are trying to manifest a new car, you don't want to just put down the intention of getting a new car, because a new car to you could be you getting a 2005 rundown Toyota or something, you know? And that would be a quote-unquote new car to you, because it's new to you, even though it's not new, right? And you didn't put the intention of what kind of car, what color, what features. So when you're manifesting, you know, the universe is going to match what you're putting out. If you just say you want a new car, you'll get a new car, but chances are it's not going to be exactly what you wanted because you didn't actually set the intention of what you wanted. So get very, very crystal clear on what exactly you were trying to manifest. So if it is a car, you want to know exactly what kind of car, what year, what color, what features, and all of the details. So when you do these manifestation steps, you're doing so for the intention of exactly what you desire, all right? And then the universe is going to match that and bring that into your life. So get crystal clear on your goals, crystal clear on your desires. And that is the first step. Step number two, once you have set your intention and you've gotten crystal clear on what you want, you have to actually ask for what you want, right? Think about when you were a kid and you wanted $20 and you had it in your head, you had this intention, you wanted $20 from your mom and you knew what you wanted it for. What was the next step? You had to ask for it, right? You couldn't just, you know, think about it and move on with your life. You had to actually ask your mom for the $20. Same thing with manifesting, all right? You can just think things, but if you want to have the best manifestations, you have to go through the whole process. So the next step is asking the universe for what you want. So to do this, you want to write down your crystal clear manifestation that you just did in step one. Okay, so with the car, you want to write down all of the details, exactly what you're trying to manifest. And what you want to do is write it as if you already have it. Okay, I like to say, I am so grateful and happy now that I have blank, and go into your manifestation. Because at that point, you are essentially putting out the intention into the universe that this is something that you are energetically aligned with, you have it, you're grateful for it, and now your reality just has to catch up with that, if that makes any sense. So once the universe gets this intention, it's going to match exactly what you're putting out, all right? It's the law of attraction. If you already act as if you have this manifestation and you're grateful for it and you're writing that down, your brain and the universe believes that it's yours, right? If you tell your brain, hey, I'm ugly, your brain's going to believe that you're ugly. If you tell your brain that you are beautiful, it's going to believe that you're beautiful, right? So you need to be doing this with your manifestations as well. You have to tell yourself, I am so grateful and happy now that I have my blank car, go into the details, and then that's going to come to you, all right? Because you are already energetically aligned with that thing. Now, in addition to writing down what you're asking for, you can also visualize and do manifestation meditations. These are super, super helpful as well. I always say if you want the most highest energy around your manifestation, you want to be writing it down, making it crystal clear, like I just said. You want to be meditating and visualizing your manifestations through your meditation. And all of this together is going to make it crystal clear to the universe and your brain on what exactly you want. And it's going to just help that manifestation come into your reality clearer and better and with more energy behind it. So that's my recommendation, is writing it down, meditating, and visualizing, taking all three of those, combining them together, and putting the most power and intention behind your manifestation. All right, now the third step is action. Okay, you want to actually start working towards your goals and what you are trying to manifest. All right, manifestation is a co-creation process. It's not something that, you know, the universe is just going to do for you completely. You have to co-create, all right? So you set the intention, you ask the universe for something that's going to basically start coming into play, but you have to meet the universe halfway. You have to put in that action as well and then co-create this desire that you're trying to make your reality. I feel like this is where a lot of people go wrong, is they set the intention, they ask the universe, and then they sit back and act like they are all high and mighty and that everything they desire is going to drop right into their lap as they want it to be. And it's not that simple. You do have to put forth the energy. You have to put the actions into place to get what you want, to get what you desire. Life takes action, so you cannot miss this step. Otherwise, you're not going to get what you want, especially if it is really big stuff that you're trying to manifest. Like if you're trying to manifest a $50,000 month in your business, you can't just set the intention and expect the universe to drop $50,000 in your lap. You have to actually go out and do the actionable steps in your business to make that $50,000. And then the universe is going to meet you halfway and bring that to you with more ease and flow. So don't miss the action. Sit down with yourself and figure out your small goals and small actions that need to happen in order for you to reach your high goal. If you're trying to manifest a car, money, a relationship, whatever it is, you really need to sit down with yourself and find out what actions are the best aligned actions for you to bring this manifestation into your reality. Okay, so do not miss this step. It is crucial. Take action. And also, don't make excuses for yourself. Don't make excuses, because the universe is just going to make excuses back at you. If you're making excuses, guess what? Your manifestation isn't going to come into reality, because the universe is going to be making excuses as well, because that's exactly the energy that you're putting out, all right? So take action, take action, take action, but take aligned action. Don't do things that are not aligned with your goals and what you're trying to manifest, because that is just going to waste your energy. So take aligned action towards the manifestation that you are trying to bring into your reality. All right, step number 4, trust the process. Trust, trust, trust. Understand that your manifestations are not going to come into your reality the day after you set them. They might, but they might take a week, a month, a year, depending on how big this manifestation is. So give yourself time and space and trust in the process. The second you start doubting if manifestation works is the second it will stop working for you. You have to have full trust and full belief that you can co-create anything that you desire. So as long as you're doing the steps, you just have to breathe and wholeheartedly trust in the process and understand that your manifestations will come to you. It's just a matter of when. Because we can create our realities. We can set the intention for what we want. We can put forth the action, but sometimes we cannot control the timeline. So just have that trust and understand that it is coming to you. Just be patient and trust in the process. Step number 5, receive, acknowledge what you get, and also be grateful. All right, so through your manifestation, you might receive little blessings along the way that are related to your manifestation or aligned with your manifestation, or little nudges and hints that you're receiving, and you want to acknowledge these, receive them, and be grateful for them. So back to the car example, if you are manifesting a car and then one day you randomly get a phone call from a dealership and you weren't setting the intention of getting the car tomorrow, but a dealership randomly calls you, that right there is a little nudge from the universe. It's a little blessing. Acknowledge it, receive it, answer the phone, and see what it has to offer. It might be that they're having an insane deal that they want to hook you up on, and maybe this deal is more aligned with your price range, and now this manifestation is a lot more feasible for you sooner, right? So acknowledge these little things that are happening in your reality. Be aware of them, acknowledge them, receive them, and have gratitude for them, because these are the little things, the little steps, the little blessings that are coming into your life to help you to get to that final manifestation. Step number 6, keep your vibe high, guys. Keep your vibe high. Law of attraction. I've done an episode on this before. You guys can go back in an earlier episode if you need to listen to that. But law of attraction, if your vibe is low, if you are negative, you're going to attract negative things into your life. And guess what? Your manifestation probably isn't going to come to you until you get that vibe up to a spot where you can receive that manifestation. So get yourself in a high vibe, keep yourself positive, radiate that love, that positivity, that abundance, so that you are now in an energetic frequency that you can receive the manifestations that you are trying to receive. All right? Law of attraction is so real. Get out of your negative mindset, get into a positive one, be grateful, share that gratitude, share the love, share the abundance, and more of that will come to you, all right? So make sure you are staying in a high vibe to allow yourself to fully receive the manifestation that you are trying to receive. This is also a step where people go wrong a lot of the time because they're like, I'm doing all the things, I'm setting the intention, I'm asking, I'm trusting in the process, I'm doing this, 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 and this, but nothing's coming to me, like, I suck, blah, 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 this doesn't work. And guess what? People spiral into a lower vibration. They spiral into negativity and negative self-talk and limiting beliefs and doubts, and all of that stuff become blockages that keep you from your manifestation, okay? This is probably one of the hardest steps, is keeping yourself in a high, beautiful vibe that allows you to receive. So be very, very conscious of the way that you are acting and speaking to yourself, to others, and the energy that you're putting off, because it is crucial to keep that high and positive and abundant so that you can attract what you're trying to attract. All right, and step number 7, clear any resistance and any blockages. This kind of goes along with what I just talked about as well. If you haven't manifested what you want at this point, at this step, it's likely that you are kind of subconsciously blocking away and resisting what the universe has to offer for you. So things such as fears and anxiety and traumas, doubts, pain, frustration, resentment, all of those things are forms of resistance, and they will keep you held back. They will keep you in an energy that blocks you off from what the universe is trying to give you. It is resistance, okay? You need to clear this resistance so that you are fully open to what the universe has to offer you. So if you notice these kinds of things coming up, you need to take control of the situation. So if you feel like you are getting frustrated and you are letting that frustration cause some resistance within you, you want to be aware of it. Take a deep breath, relax, release the frustration, and open yourself up to receiving. All right, I like to close my eyes, breathe, and say, this frustration or this anxiety, this pain is not serving me. I release it and open myself up to unlimited abundance from the universe. Boom. Mic drop. You control your brain. You control what you say to yourself, all right? You have the power, you have the full power to release these resistances, release what is holding you back, and rephrase things in your mind and open yourself up to the abundance that's trying to come your way. You have the power. Take it and rephrase what your brain is saying to you. All right, that's the last step. So I'm going to run through them all really quick again for you guys. Number 1, get clear on exactly what you want. Crystal, crystal clear. 2, ask the universe for it. 3, take action. Take action. This is a co-creating process. 4, trust the process. Believe, trust, understand that it's working. 5, acknowledge what is being sent to you and receive it and be grateful for it. 6, raise your vibration, keep it high. 7, clear all resistance and blockages standing in your way. All right, those are the 7 steps to manifesting. apply all of those, do every single step, and watch your dreams and your desires come into your reality. All right, that being said, do not forget that you have to be energetically aligned with what you are trying to manifest while you're doing this whole process. I always like to say you're not going to be a millionaire if you have the mindset of a broke person. You're not going to be a millionaire if you act like a broke person. You're not going to be a millionaire if you are not energetically aligning yourself with the millionaire version of you. So no matter what you're trying to manifest, make sure you are aligning with that version of you, showing up as that version of you. If you are trying to manifest your dream car, make sure you show up as the version of you that already has the dream car. What do you do? Who do you hang out with? What do you spend money on? When do you wake up? What does your day look like? What do you wear? What are you feeling? What energy are you putting out? Really dig down into the version of you that is the version that has the thing you're trying to manifest, and align yourself the best that you can as that version of you. Once you do that, you are now in the frequency that can attract exactly what you are trying to manifest because you have stepped into those shoes. Again, you will not become a millionaire if you act like a broke person. So step up and step into the shoes as the version of you that already has the things that you're trying to manifest. So that being said, take what I just said and apply the 7 steps to manifesting and watch your dreams become your reality. Now, I do want to remind you that this isn't going to happen overnight. Give it time, be patient, and trust the process, and get excited for all the things that are coming to you, okay? Get excited, get grateful, because everything you desire is already yours. It's just on the way to you, all right? I hope you guys loved this episode. This is seriously one of my favorite topics, so I really enjoyed talking about this. So thank you for joining me today. If you gained something from this episode, be sure to go ahead and screenshot the episode, post it on your Instagram stories, tag our Instagram at Find Your Power Podcast, and say one thing that you learned today. Not only does this help us get the podcast out there and reach more people, but also it helps to show me that you guys are gaining something from the episode. So I love, love, love to see it. So go ahead and do that. Also, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And I will go ahead and end this like I normally do. Be sure to go out into the world today and spread some positivity. It is like a domino effect, and the more positivity you put out in the world, the more you're going to get back and the more impact you're going to make. So go ahead and spread some today. I love you all so much. Thanks for tuning in, and have a beautiful, abundant day.